tomorrow is the last day of our transcendental adventure together here in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. Today we come to that most confidential place, which is known as Gambhira. Gambhira means something very confidential or something hidden. I'm going to speak very loudly, otherwise I can't hear myself think over a friend here. Please excuse me. So, this is a place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead came and locked himself up in a small room and cried for himself 12 years. It's a very, very mysterious, esoteric place. We'd like to say a few words about the purpose of the Lord in coming here and his bhajan here. But first I'd like to say just a few things about the Radha Krishna deities that we saw when we came inside. These deities are known as Sri Sri Radha Kant. These deities were worshipped by Kashi Mishra. Kashi Mishra was a Raj Guru. He was a family guru for Maharaj Prataparudra, the Gajapati king of glory at the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These deities had been in the family prior to Kashi Mishra. It's said that Maharaj Purushottam Dev, the father of Maharaj Prataparudra, he went to South India, Kamshi, and he defeated a king there. Very popular thing for the kings of Poland, there were several stories like that. And when he defeated that kingdom, he captured a lot of Krishna deities, and he brought them back there. And he gave them to his guru, his family guru. Today, as far as I know, no one knows the name of that family guru, but he was the father of Kashi Mishra. This is about 500 years ago. A little over 500 years. And Kashi Mishra worshipped those deities here. Later those deities are worshipped by Sri Rabakeshwar Pandit, who danced in ecstasy in Kirtan for 72 hours. And then later, they were worshipped by Sri Gopal Guru Goswami, who resided here in the Gambhira and wrote a number of psalms and things to the Lord. Then that worship later was passed on to his disciple, Jayamchandra Goswami. There's many stories about Gopal Guru Goswami. We'll just tell you one or two. He was named known as Gopal in his youth. He got the name Guru, Gopal Guru, because on one occasion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking near the bank of the Ganga, and this little boy, Gopal, who is a little older than Govinda Puri's age. She's asleep. He saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking and he was holding his mouth shut like this. And the little Gopal, he said, "Mahaprabhu, why are you holding your mouth shut?" And Sachinandana Gurahari, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, replied to him that, "It's this tongue of mine. It doesn't ever want to stop chanting Hare Krishna. But I have to go and answer to my bodily call of nature. And you shouldn't chant Krishna Nam at that time." Then Gopal Guru, and he said, "But Mahaprabhu, smiling in the Kalaha. There's no rules and regulations for chanting Hare Krishna. You can even chant Hare Krishna in the toilet. Do you do that? You can do that. There's no..." And Mahaprabhu was so appreciative. He said, "Yes, you are my guru." And after that, everyone called him Gopal Guru. Now, there's one devotee whose name is Abhiram Thakur. I think if any of you are here on the 29th, we may take a small group of devotees to Abhiram Thakur's deities. They're still here, not far from the Jagannath Mandir. Abhiram Thakur was a very famous devotee of Mahaprabhu. He's known as one of the Das Gopalas, one of the 12 footballs. He was a devotee of Lord Nityananda. And there's some wonderful stories about him. He had a whip called Jai Mangal. And if he really liked you, he'd beat you. But he wasn't like your mother beat you. Was your mother ever do that? No. Okay. It wasn't like you get beaten by some other person. When you get beaten by this Jai Mangal, you get static Krishna brain. So Abhiram Thakur, he was such a powerful Vaishnava, and there's many wonderful stories about him also. But whenever he would offer obeisances to a deity, if the deity wasn't installed, the deity would break to pieces. If he would offer obeisances to Shaladam Shila, if there wasn't an actual Shaladam, if it was an ordinary stone, then it would break to pieces. And if he would offer obeisances to a devotee, and if the devotee wasn't an actual devotee? When Vasudha had her first child, they invited up on top of you, please come and bless our child. Yes, I'll come. He came and offered obeisances and the baby died. Vasudha was a little unhappy. They cried, they put the baby in the Ganga. Some months later, again she had another baby. And again they called out on top of her. Again he offered obeisances. And again the baby died. This happened again and again with so many children. Finally had another child. And Vasudha told her husband, Lord Nityananda, please don't invite Abhiram Thakur. But somehow Abhiram Thakur found out. And he came there. And he offered obeisances to that baby. And the baby just looked at him and laughed. That was Bir Chandra Goswami. Because Abhiram Thakur explained that his previous children weren't actually Satputra. They weren't actually qualified children. And because of it, they died. I was testing them. But this child, Bir Chandra, and Ganga Devi, two children, they were qualified. So this Abhiram Thakur, who's so powerful, whoever he'd offer obeisances to, if you weren't a real devotee, you were in big trouble. So he heard about Gopal Guru. Yes, I must go off my obeisances to Gopal Guru. Maybe that time he was your age, Gopal. So when Gopal Guru heard Abhiram Thakur, the very fearsome Abhiram Thakur, was coming to offer obeisances, what do you think Gopal Guru did? He ran. He ran away. Hey, I'm not a devotee. And he ran, but Abhiram Thakur was facing, wait, just a moment, just wait for me. I just want to offer my obeisances. And Gopal Guru, yeah, I know, that's why I'm running. So he ran, he jumped in the lap of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was holding on to him. And Abhiram Thakur came and offered obeisances and nothing happened. Because Gopal Guru is a big devotee. So Gopal Guru is worshipping these deities which were originally in the family of the Gajapati kings. But Ramachandradev, he wanted to have those deities for himself. The king of Puri, Purushottam Dev, wanted those deities for himself. So, but Gopal Guru wouldn't let him have them. Gopal Guru became old, and then one day, in Krishnanam here in the Kapil, he left his body. He died. And the devotees picked up his body, and were doing kirtan, and carrying his body to Swargadwara. And the king's men came, and they said, okay, now we're taking over the mutt. And Jan Chandra Goswami, the disciple Gopal Guru, he said, no, this is a sayer of my Gurudev, and he told me we should take care of it. And the king's men, get out. So Jan Chandra was horrified. His guru had left his body, and then he lost his service. So he went running after the kirtan. Gurudev, hey, don't leave. The king is trying to take over the worship. Gopal Guru Goswami's body was laying there on the palanquin. And Jan Chandra Goswami was crying like that. Suddenly Gopal Guru, his body twitched. And he said, what? Guru Maharaj! He's trying to take over the worship. Rascal. And Gopal Guru Goswami jumped off the thing and came running down, chastised the king. and establish the worship back again in the hands of their popular this morning. So then some more years went by, and again, Gopal Goswami left his body. Vijayan Chandra Goswami was lamenting, and again, the men of King Purushottam Dev, they came here and they took over the worship. And Vijayan Chandra Goswami was protesting. He said, look, Baba, get out of the way. You're not allowed here anymore. So Vijayan Chandra Goswami had lost everything. Because for a devotee, Prabhupada writes in the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam, when a guru leaves this world, a genuine disciple will also leave his body. Just like if you go to Ramona and you see the samadhi of Srila Rishikananda Prabhu, you'll notice around his samadhi, six or eight small samadhis. When Rishikananda Prabhu left this world, those little samadhis were his disciples who left their bodies out of separation from the guru. They're real disciples. So Prabhupada says that when the guru leaves this world, a genuine disciple, he'll also leave his body. The only reason he may stay, he said, is because of the order of his guru. Acharjara matra jayase matra sar. The instruction of our guru is our life and soul. So Jam Chandra Goswami lost both his guru day and his service. We can't imagine the state of mind he must have been in. Some time went by, a few months, and then the Rathyatra came. And many devotees from Bengal and Vrindavan and different places came for the Rathyatra. Some devotees from Vrindavan came when they saw Chandra Goswami. They said, oh, we just saw your Guru Maharaj just before we left Vrindavan. He's there by Vamsivat doing his bhajan. Then Chandra Goswami said, please, that's not a funny joke. My Gurudev left this world. Don't joke with me like that. He said, no, no. Really, we're serious. He's there. Come, come, you see. So, Jan Chandra Goswami walked all the way to Vrindavan. And there by Vamsivat, he saw his Guru Maharaj sitting there chanting japa. Jan Chandra Goswami was a little bewildered. You can imagine. Guru Maharaj, what's happening? You left your body. And Gopal Guru Maharaj told him, Are Baba, you don't understand the nature of Vrindavan Dham. This is not the material world. Jan Chandra Goswami was crying in ecstasy. Guru Maharaj, please return to Puri. The king, he took the worship away again. Gopal Guru said, no, I'll not go back. Now I'm staying here. And if you go to that place, it's right near Dhir Samir. If you know where the Purana Dalji Mandir is, which is right across the road from Dhir Samir, Maharaj can take you sometime if you're going to Vrindavan with him. Yeah, just down the road there's another temple called Radhakant Math, and then there's a small deity Gopal Guru Goswami, and there's a tree still living there that he used to do his bhajan under. So Gopal Guru Goswami told Jan Chandra, no, I'm going to stay here and do my bhajan. You go back, but when you go back, you go to Siddha Bakul. And there at Siddha Bakul, you'll find a large neem tree. Have them cut that tree down and make a deity out of me, and I'll take care of everything. Yes, Guru Maharaj. So he did like that. He found that tree at Siddha Bakul. They cut it down. They made a beautiful deity of Gopal Guru Goswami out of neem wood. And he installed that deity, and that night, the Gajapati king had a dream. Gopal Guru Goswami came to him. Ha! Badmas, you rascal. What are you doing? You return the worship to my beloved devotee. So King Purushottam Dev did that. And to this day, if you go inside the little inner sanctum here before the deities of Radhakant, just on the right side, you see a small deity of a sadhu. That's that original deity of Gopal Guru Goswami. Shri Gopal Guru Goswami ki, Shri Jan Gumtana Goswami ki, Gopremanandi Hattiva. So we'd like to say a few words in 10 minutes about the Gambira. I'd like to sing a short song with a short story. It's a song, a very nice song. This is Mahaprabhu's mood in Shivanathpuri, and you'll find it in your stupid little Sri Keita Prakrama song on page 21. So, this song, the first two lines I'll sing together, you sing responsibly. Then the rest of the lines will sing one at a time, and we'll sing the first two lines together as a chorus.
Krishna, 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 Sabalesu Daya, Singha Dwara Jaji Goda, Samudadi Daya. Kota Krishna, Kota Krishna, Sabalesu Daya. So be the patana, but it wouldn't die. Majekanaya Giri Juna.
Everyone together.
Singhajara Chachira Shamadhi Doya Kota Krishna Kota Krishna Sabare Shudaya Achadiya Pratyanka Bhume Parishaya Achadiya Pratyanka Bhume Parishaya Jiraya Sharite Kora Parimushaya
Again.
are here in this place, a very mystical thing happened. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, wanting to understand what it means to be a devotee, came here and locked himself up in a small room and was crying again and again, Kotai Krishna, Kotai Krishna, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, where are you, where are you? Here in this place, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tasted the mood of the topmost devotee, Srimati Radharani. And specifically, the feelings of Radharani, separation from Krishna. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing here in this place? Choti ke patata gana Hare Guna Gaya, Chori Ke Patata Gana, Hare Guna Gaya. On all four sides, the devotees of Mahaprabhu were chanting, Hero! 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 For the pleasure of the beloved son of Mother Sati, to help to ease the pains of separation. But Krishna, in his form, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was feeling from himself. We'll speak something more about this tonight. It's a very, very deep, profound thing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Maji Kanayai Ghi Dula Rasai, he became like a golden mountain rolling in the dust again and again. Sometimes Mahaprabhu would fall to the ground, sometimes he would stand up, sometimes he would be unconscious, and sometimes he would be unconscious. Untana, sometimes he would stand shining, and sometimes he would fall down. Fena Bahijai, and foam would come from his mouth. Vasudeva Bhusha here, Bhivariyajai. Vasudeva Bhusha's heart is ripped to pieces, thinking about this ecstatic emotions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here in the Gambira. So Krishna comes, we know from Bhagavad Gita, Yada Yada Hi Dharma Shadvani Bhavari Bharata. He comes to establish the Yuga Dharma. But in this age of Kali, he did something more. Usually that Yuga Dharma is established by his Vishnu avatars. It's not that Krishna has to go to the office and punch in a time clock. He doesn't have to go to work. He tells his Vasudeva expansions, hey, look, I am get to do it, huh? Go create the universe. Do something useful, okay? Huh? But Krishna is simply enjoying. He's Rashika Shekhar. And this Rashika Shekhar Krishna, who is the supreme object of love, Sadamukhopi, that personality is always devoted, Dabhosmi. He became bound up, Bhaktina Smaradhubi, by the love of Srimati Radharani. Na pariyaham nirabhatsam nidham susarukhityam vidudhaya satya. Krishna cried, he told the gopis, I don't know how to pay you. So in order for him to return, he had to come and then learn as a devotee. It's not going to work. Should we stop him? So that Yuga Dharma was not the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came here to taste Radharani's love. There's many, many things that can be said about this place. My grandmother sometimes said, when he was to speak on Glory to the Name of God, he said, I feel bewildered. He said, I feel like a little child standing on the edge of a vast ocean, and I don't know which way to turn, which way to go. It's such an unlimited topic. The topics in this place are completely unlimited. But we'll just take a little grain of rice out from the pot and speak this thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat in a small room, which now has a window, but at that time had no window, and only one door. In ecstasy, in separation, Krishna, he would rub his face on the wall sometimes, and blood would come. Sometimes he would fall unconscious. The devotees became very worried, and they assigned Govinda, his servant, you lay down in front of the doorway, so Mahaprabhu can't escape at night, and if you hear anything strange, they wake us up. Sri Brahmada and Lord Ramananda were standing nearby. One night, Govinda was laying there, and he could hear Mahaprabhu inside, very loudly, ecstatically chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This kept going on for hours. And Govinda fell asleep, and the next while he woke up, and the sound of Mahaprabhu's chanting had stopped. So Govinda quickly got up, and he went inside the room, and he found that one little room, one doorway, which he locked and lay in front of the door, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was gone. Quickly Govinda ran, and he woke up Sri Brahmada and Lord Ramananda. Mahaprabhu was disappeared. Very quickly they got other devotees, and they set out with searching in four different places. This is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj. They went to the Gambira, to Swargadwar, the Singhadwar, Lion Gate, the Jagannath Temple. They went to the Gandhisha Temple. They went to Aranath, and they went to Konark. Now, in his purport, this verse, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta raises a question, why did they go to Konark? There's no mention of Konark in Chaitanya Charitamrita, only two times. Once in Mahaprabhu found the ocean, the rock took him there, and this time. There's a bad joke in America. Once a man was standing underneath the streetlight at night, looking for something. Another man came and said, what are you looking for? Some money I dropped. Let me help you. Where did you drop it? He said, I dropped it two blocks away. So why are you looking here? He said, because the light is good here. It's a stupid joke, right? So don't think that Sri Ramada and Roy Ramananda are stupid. Why are they going to Konark to look for him? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta explains, they went to the Gandhisha Mandir because Mahaprabhu went there sometimes. They went to Aranath because Mahaprabhu was going there. They went to Singhadwara because Mahaprabhu was going there. Why did they go to Konark? The Sun Temple. Because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was regularly going there. Why was Mahaprabhu going to the Sun Temple? Where does Srimati Radharani go every day around noontime in Vrindavan? What? She goes to Surya Kund to see the sun god. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, is in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and his Jagannath Puri Dham is moved to Vrindavan. So in the mood of Radharani, Mahaprabhu is going to the Konark temple every day. So these are some of the things that took place here in the Gambir. We've gone 4 minutes over our life.